Business again from Brian.
Carl, thank you. France yesterday rejoined the list of Eurozone economies in recession. The contraction across the whole of the Eurozone extended into a sixth quarter, no doubt reigniting the debate over whether austerity works. To get a view on it all from outside of Europe, Chris Proben, Chief Economist with State Street Global Advisors, or SSGA, is here. Chris, is it a case of hold your nerve, things will come right, or is it time to ditch austerity?
I think it's time to certainly modify austerity. The intellectual case for it was never very strong. The austerity emperor, if you like, never had a full suit of clothes, just a fig leaf, and that fig leaf has slipped.
Looking across Europe, however, they've introduced a number of policies at a sovereign level to calm borrowing, and they seem to be working.
Yes, I think that they are slowly working out of some of the problems on the banking side. But nonetheless, it is very difficult for any economy to generate growth and for that growth to translate into deficit reduction through tax revenues when you are continually beating it down with government spending cuts.
Of course, the key question is how do we get people back to work and get people spending again in the Eurozone? And that's the nub of the issue.
Well, the Keynesians would say you need to reverse course entirely. And I think perhaps the Troika are coming around to the idea that austerity really isn't working and needs to be re-examined.
Looking at the situation here in Ireland, however, it could be argued that it's worked to a certain degree. We've got borrowing rates coming down, the budget deficit is shrinking.
To the extent that austerity has worked anywhere, it's probably worked best in Ireland, because you've used it to restore some of the competitiveness to your exports. But nonetheless, growth here looks to me set to remain quite anemic over the near term because of the combination of fiscal austerity at home and weak export markets abroad.
Now, looking at the end of the year, we're hoping to come out of our bailout program at that point. We should be back to the markets, or we hope to be. Should we put a precautionary line of credit in place just in case?
Yes, I think that would be entirely appropriate to... You may come out of the program, you may sign another one, but in any event, you have the option of the OMT backup, or the outright monetary transactions backup from the European Central Bank.
Okay, Chris Proben of State Street Global Advisors, thank you for that. On the currencies this morning, where the euro is trading at just over $1.28.5 and around 84.5 pence sterling.